Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon, and we're broadcasting to you live from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus here in Edmond, Oklahoma. It is a beautiful day, and we're just coming off of a tremendous Mother's Day. We have some information about that on the show today, as well as a variety of other topics. But first, I just wanted to mention that on my Friday episode of Trumpet Bookshelf, the latter half of the episode was about, well, it was actually a recording of a sermonette I gave at services a few weeks ago. And I've actually since prayed and thought about that and gotten some counsel about it. And I've realized that I probably should have just spoke from those notes rather than playing what was given there at services, because the church doesn't have an open door policy. We probably just shouldn't be playing the entirety of church messages on the radio. So I just wanted to apologize for that, and obviously I won't be doing that in the future, but after this show, I'll be re-recording that part of the show, and I have quite a few more stories about complaining. That was what the sermonette was about. I have quite a bit of new information about complaining, so even if you've listened to that podcast before, you'll learn quite a bit more if you wanted to listen to that part again. Anyways, yesterday, like I said, there was Mother's Day, just a fantastic day. We got to spend time with our family, enjoying a brunch. My wife is obviously a mother. My mother is a mother too. And so we were celebrating and thanking them and giving them a lot of gifts and praise for all that they've done for us. And I was actually researching this subject recently, and I came across the cover story of the Philadelphia Trumpet from August 2004. This article is titled Motherhood, The Untold Story, and it's by Mr. Stephen Fleury. Obviously, you've heard him a lot on this radio station as well. Here is just a short quote here. He sets this up by talking about all the different problems or all the different malicious forces that are attacking motherhood today. There's feminism, the idea that women should be doing all the exact same things that men are, regardless of what the Bible has to say about that. And we know that women are extremely capable of doing everything that men do, but the roles are different. The feminists don't really consider that. Of course, there is this whole movement for abortion on demand, at any convenience, for any reason at all. Of course, that is against the very nature of a mother who wants to nurture and protect her children rather than killing them in the womb. There are a lot of different factors like that that do degrade the mother's role in society today. So here is what Mr. Stephen Fleury wrote in this article, Motherhood, The Untold Story, from the Philadelphia Trumpet of August 2004. And by the way, I'm still trying to figure out the show notes, so I'll get used to that and start using that for each of these episodes. Okay, here's the quote. Finally, here's the quote. But again, how can a wife best support and assist her husband? The Apostle Paul answers that in Titus 2. He admonished the older women in the church to teach the younger women good things, verse 3. In verse 4, he explains, teach the younger ones to love their husbands and to love their children. Verse 5 continues the thought, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. This is how she can best help her husband and family, and women would be wise to heed it. Love your children, love your husband, love your children, and keep the home. Or as it says in 1 Timothy 5, verse 14, guide the house. This is a woman's highest calling in life. Feminists cringe at the thought. They are not satisfied with their God-ordained role. Instead of teaching young girls about it, they ridicule and mock the way God organized the family. They view any attempt to persuade working moms to return home as an attack on women's rights. They would rather compete with men to prove they are every bit as capable of holding a successful career. And while they have proven that, it has come at a considerable cost. Our children have suffered immeasurably. So we're just coming off of a wonderful Mother's Day, and I just thought it was a great time to read that quote. That does show that we have some tremendous mothers in this church who do put their families first. That's why the families in this church are so strong. That's why when our families are out in public, they are often praised for the way that they operate, for the way that the children behave themselves. We have quite a few other interesting topics on the show today. There's a couple of actually rather sobering updates from the last PCG News weekly email. One of them is about Jerusalem and about Jerusalem office manager Brent Noctegal visiting Ashkelon. He was on a tour of sites that were struck by rocket fire last Sunday, so this was 8 days ago. And while he was on this tour, several times he had to duck for cover from rockets that were being launched by terrorists from the Gaza Strip. This is obviously a regular occurrence over there, where terrorists are attacking the Jews and really trying to wipe them off the face of the earth. That's their ultimate goal. The media would have you believe that the people launching those rockets are the actual victims, though. Here is what Brent Noctegal emailed to PCG News. Thank you to everyone for their prayers for protection. They are certainly needed in this part of the world. However, I also wanted to let you know that we are very safe living in Jerusalem. For the past 3 years living in the city, our family hasn't once feared for our safety. Probably a good reason for that. God does protect. And then there's also an update from that email about the brethren in Zimbabwe. So there was a cyclone in March that didn't actually affect the members, but there has been a severe drought over there that has basically killed all the crops, and it's affecting members in Zimbabwe and in Zambia. Here's what Minister John Rudolph wrote. Brethren in both countries do not have enough food to see them through to the next rainy season, as nothing has been harvested. Brethren have to make do with one meal a day. And then the price of basic necessities has also gone up a lot as well, as that email points out. So we can complain over here in the U.S. about women's rights or whatever we want to talk about, where we think that the biblical model is oppressive to certain people, or we can complain about how we are just being abused by the president's administration or whatever the case might be. But there are a lot of places around the world where there are real problems. And terrorism really that does threaten the very existence of the Jewish nation in the Middle East. And then in Africa, there's this severe drought. And of course, they do have actual oppressive leaders over there who do hurt their people very badly. And that does even impact God's people, God's church members as well. So maybe whenever we think about our own trials, we could realize that they do pale in comparison to what a lot of people around the world are going through. I also have a little update from concert manager Ryan Malone, and he is already preparing for the 2020-2021 concert series, the Armstrong International Cultural Foundation concert series. Recently, the 2019-20 series was posted on the armstrongauditorium.org website. That's armstrongauditorium.org, and that series will consist of 8 events. But we're already planning 2 years in advance, and that's the only way you can get the performers you want, because they do have a quite detailed, expansive touring schedules. You have to really book them a couple years in advance to have any chance of that. So right now, they're in the process of getting that 2020-21 schedule approved for the concert series. So probably this month or next, we'll already know who will be performing for us at Armstrong Auditorium in 2 years. And also, Mr. Malone wanted people to know that there is going to be an awesome honors recital tomorrow at the auditorium for people who hopefully in the Edmond area would want to go attend that. That's going to be basically consisting of the best of the best music or music students, musicians here in the church in Edmond, in Imperial Academy and in Armstrong College as well. So quite exciting times, quite a lot going on. Some of it's sobering, some of it is encouraging and exciting. But as it is the case with God's work all the time, it's busy. And finally, I just wanted to point out a couple of articles at PCG News, pcg.church in the news section. Just the fact that the publicity firm that has been working with Armstrong Auditorium or with the Cultural Foundation for the last 9 years was recently rewarded for that. And here's what our marketing director, Shane Granger, said. And he's talking about one of these great marketers we're working with. He says here, Brenda Jones is a rock star in public relations, and we are thrilled to partner with her incredible team. The success of our concert series and exhibits owes a lot to their ability to deliver our message to audiences in Oklahoma and abroad. So Jones Public Relations has been working with the church now for 9 years, and they've done an outstanding job. And they have the hardware now, because of the two awards they received on April 23rd, to show for that hard work. And then also, this is from a little bit further back, but I just want to also mention that in relation to this more recent awards ceremony. This is, again, about Mr. Malone, and he received recognition for a music composition competition that he was a part of. And the Gesualdo 6 will be performing his composition this year. So that's pretty awesome. A really high achievement there. There were 307 compositions entered by contestants from 6 continents into this composing competition. And this British vocal consort is going to perform the top ones there, including Mr. Malone's composition. So just a really great, again, a really great achievement there. And it does really highlight a trend. It does seem like God's church receives quite a few awards in the various fields where we are eligible. And that goes back to Mr. Armstrong, the late Herbert W. Armstrong as well, where he received numerous awards from statesmen and leaders around the world for being an unofficial ambassador for world peace. And Armstrong College has been, or Ambassador College under him, was frequently awarded with great landscaping awards. So just for being outstanding in its landscaping and its architecture as well. God's way of life really does work. And the pile of awards that the church has received over many decades does attest to that. So today we've talked about topics as wide-ranging as motherhood and the work in Jerusalem and the members in Zimbabwe, the concert series, and some awards we've received. This has been another episode of Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time.